All-Ireland Sunday is such a big focus for Irish people. The best of goodness, the best of hopes are all on display. Maybe candles have been lit in the churches for a few days beforehand. The team have been love bombed by so many supporters, so many, not just by their friends and neighbours, but by grandparents as well. But on All-Ireland Sunday, when so many Irish eyes and ears in different parts of the world, I remember standing listening to Aron Naveen and feeling so proud back in 2006. Said, I know that so many people around the world are listening to this. So All-Ireland Sunday is a great day of connecting as Irish people. And I'm inviting people this year on Ireland Sunday to connect with a different group of people. Because for All-Ireland Sunday, 82,000 people will take up every seat in Croke Park and stand in Croke Park. Every one of them will need food, drink and toilets. And after the match, half of that group will return home delighted, and the other half will return home to welcome home those who came second in the All-Ireland. I'm inviting people this year, because of what's happening in Iraq, to go a little bit deeper at exploring the number of 82,000 people, because multiples of the capacity of Croke Park have been on the move in different parts of Syria and in Iraq over the last number of months. People in Iraq have left their homes by the hundreds, by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. And these people have to queue now every day for food, for water and for toilets. In Croke Park on All-Ireland Sunday, yes, there's always a queue, but we know that we'll get some food, we will get something to drink, and that we can enjoy the match, and that there's a great sense of unity of purpose. Whereas for people who are refugees or who have been displaced in their own country, they are queuing also for medication for their children. They're queuing for help for a senior citizen, a member of their family, and they're finding some place to sleep. Certainly 82,000 people couldn't sleep in Croke Park. So if you consider multiples of that population trying to find places, safe places to sleep in Iraq at present, I'm hoping that people might consider that, and that they might be a little bit charitable towards, it might be very charitable towards places of welcome with the UN and with some of the Christian parishes around Iraq who have welcomed refugees into their parish communities. That's the comparison, really. That's the challenge, and I'm hoping that it might echo with some of the good Irish people who all know that no matter how crowded the train is, no matter how crowded the bus is, no matter how we're all wearing the different jerseys, we all know that we'll get home the next day and we'll have a good night's sleep, and we'll be able to catch up on our sleep. Whereas for these people, they don't even have that luxury of sleep. They're trying to find sleep in a place with 600 other people, a large hall, and they're people of different age groups. That's something shocking this day and age, and it's something that merits our attention, certainly merits our prayer, and merits our charity.
And if people want to donate, or they feel like they would like to give something?
Yes, indeed. There's a charity called Aid to the Church in Need, acnireland.org, who have a page where you can donate. Or if you wanted to speak to your family or download a little poster in solidarity or a sticker for your fridge, we take it for granted that I suppose the fridge door is the door that everybody in the house opens, because they know that there's something inside for each one of us, for our food. People in Iraq don't have that luxury, so there are some fridge door stickers for people that might jog the memory and make us appreciate what we have here in Ireland. So Aid to the Church in Need, acnireland.org.